Richard, tell me now about the Carrickfinn Church, just briefly even.
Would
that have been built a long time ago? Or
what would we say? 1870, I think it was dedicated as a church.
Mm.
And it was, there was a thatch roof on it in the beginning.
Yeah.
It was originally a dwelling to do with the coast guards, as far as I know.
Oh, was it?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. And there's rings on the top of the hill beside the church yet, where there was a flagpole. And that had to do with the coast guards raising a flag give a warning or a sign to somebody further on.
Mm.
But it was renovated then, some years later, and some of the slates that are on Carrickfinn Church were slates that were left over from the chapel in Annagry.
And that was
when it was damaged and re-roofed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And back in the 60s there were six Protestant families, the one Alcorn family, and we would have had around 25, 26, 28 parishioners every Sunday, and today we would still have 22, 24, mostly every Sunday. Sunday service.
Yeah.
But in the summertime, this last number of years, with the last 20 years, you would get up to 100. And there was one Sunday in particular a few years ago when the camp was there, that Scouts is a Scripture Union camp from the north, and there was 132.
Jeez.
Yeah, I think it was 132, maybe 137 worshippers in the church. Yeah.
It's small enough, really. Isn't
yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Well, they were packed in everywhere that day.
Standing around the
They were actually, the clergyman actually went outside to put on his robes. He hadn't room in the vestry because the vestry was full as well. But that doesn't happen too often.
And would people have you heard of it in your youth? Would people have gone across to Bunbeg for service occasionally? No. You stayed with your own.
The clergyman always came across in the boat.
From Bunbeg?
Yeah, from Bunbeg. By boat, and that was a man the name of Hugh Boyd was the ferryman, one of the ferrymen then. And good Sunday, bad Sunday, the clergyman would come. Even some Sundays he would arrive and the water would be running out of him. He still came ahead.
But the community are very strong, very closely bonded. Right, Richard. You have a lot of information about that old church in Carrickfinn and the first rector and all that. Could you tell me a bit of info about that, Richard, please?
Well, it's now known as St. Andrew's Church in Carrickfinn, and we've got back to 1858 actually, and the first rector was Thomas Wolfe. He was a curate in Carrickfinn, and he was there from 1858 until 1840. No, that's wrong. The next man was Reverend F. Caulfield, and then in 1866 to 1876 there was a Reverend A. DeLapp, and then you had the Reverend Cowan up until 1975, from 1873 till 1875. And from 1875 until 1890, there was a Reverend Carson. And from 1891 until 1907, there was a Reverend Chapman. And from 1908 until 1921, there was a Reverend Mullen. And from 1922 until 1945, Canon J. Williams, and it was then the Guidoor Union with Temple Crone. That was three churches in the group then. And from 1945 until 1976, which would be in my time then. We had the Reverend Dean, he was Dean Watson when he died in 1976. And he would come across, and he even came across to Carrickfinn from Bunbeg in the summertime by boat.
I actually remember him.
Yeah, you would do, yeah.
Beside the school.
A well-educated man. Yeah, a well-educated man. He died, Reverend Watson, or he was then the Dean Watson, died in March of 76, and from 76 then until 79 we had Reverend Ian Knox, and in 1985 then until 87 Carrickfinn Bunbeg churches were amalgamated with Dunfanaghy, but that only lasted the 2 years or so. And in 1988 we then had the Reverend Stephen White up until 1993, and we were vacant then again from 93 until 98. And in 1998 the Reverend Richard Kelly was the clergyman then, and he died in January of 98. He died from cancer. And in October of 98 then we had the Reverend David Cole, from that until Lucy now. I think it's 02. Yeah, we have the Reverend Johnson then from December 02, and he is our present rector yet. And he's known as a bishop's part-time curate, and he comes to the rectory there on from a Thursday evening until a Sunday evening, maybe Monday morning.
Does he come from Dunfanaghy?
He comes from Coleraine.
Right.
Yeah, he was the rector in Castle Rock in Derry for over 20 years. He was previously in Portneau, the Portneau group parishes, Letchamica Ward, Glenties, up until early 1980s, yeah, about 82. And he is now back with us here in Carrickfinn, Bunbeg and Dunloe. And that is the present man we have today.
Now, Richard, you have some information on the roof and where it came from and when it was done and that, Richard.
Well, the rafters on the roof in Carrickfinn Church, they were sawn out of logs that came ashore in Carrickfinn. They were actually sawn on a saw pit by William Boyd and his brother John. Sawed with a rip saw, and the saw pit is still there today. And even the pews and Carrickfinn Church, they were made from planks and timber that was sawed out of pine logs that came ashore in Carrickfinn way back in the early 1900s, maybe late 1800s, I suppose. And there'll be descendants, there's still descendants of the John Boyd living in Carrickfinn today. And as I said, the slates, some of the slates on Carrickfinn Church were once left over from the roof of Annagree Chapel.
When that was damaged?
When that was damaged, yeah.
Yeah. When was that picture? 1930
something? It would have been, yeah. And the roof on Carrickfinn Church, Carrickfinn Church was hit by lightning around about 1954-55 in the month of June. It went in one side and out the other, and it then split a huge big rock sitting on the hill close by to it, just split it in two. Yeah. And the men then that fixed the roof on Carrigfinn Church that time were Dunleavy's from Fulcara area, Baltony. Mm. Yeah.